Some turquoise in his hand. By his side sat Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife, but his hunger was for trading trappers' furs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Said Jack to Running Elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. We've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives. Bit whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wine. Said Running Elk, what's done is done, you white man rule this land. Lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. When you're dealing cards with death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, Running Elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running Elk bet the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running Elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and he made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo.
Thank you, folks. We would like to do a number here that we've been working on for a little while. This is a tune that I wrote out in San Francisco when I was out visiting an island in the middle of the bay out there called Angel Island. And it's where the Asian immigrants were kept, especially the Chinese were kept when the railroads were being built and after the gold rush, and there was so much of an influx of people from Asia. And out on Angel Island, up on the walls of the barracks, are poems carved into the wood in Chinese. And it's become a national monument now. And I'm sure you can find it on angelisland.com or someplace like that. But, anyway, it's on the map. And when you get to the west, you know, it's quite a lot younger than here, by a few years anyway. And it's interesting to check out some of these old sites. There are still Chinese temples up in the gold country where crossing the Pacific and coming to the west coast, so many came. And I thought, after reading those Chinese poems, I thought that this might have been a story that actually happened here.